Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Kol Zman Shemevi Raya, Soiker Es Hadin. Anytime one of the Bali Dinim bring a proof to Bezdin to support their claim, even after Bezdin has already made their psak, they would reverse their psak on the basis of this new Raya. Amru Lo Kol Rayas Sheyesh Lachav, Havei Mikan Ad Shloshim Yom. If Bezdin had told the Bali Dinim, any proof that you have, bring to Bezdin within 30 days. Masa b'tok shloshim yom soser. If the Baal Din finds a proof within 30 days, Beis Din would reverse their psak on the basis of this proof. La'achar shloshim yom, eno soser. But if he only finds a proof after 30 days, Beis Din would no longer reverse their psak on the basis of this proof. Amar Rav Shim ben Gamliel, mayasa zeh shlo masa b'tok shloshim, umasa la'achar shloshim. Rav Shim ben Gamliel said, what can this person do that he did not find a proof within 30 days? He only found it after 30 days. Therefore, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, even though Bezdin allotted him only 30 days to find the proof, even if he brings the proof after 30 days, Bezdin would reverse their psak on the basis of this proof. Amru lo havei edim, v'amar ein li edim. Amru havei raya, v'amar ein li raya. If Bezdin tells one of the Baalei Dinim to bring edim to be made for him, and he says he doesn't have edim, or Bezdin tells one of the Baalei Dinim to bring a proof to back up his claim, and he says he doesn't have a proof. U'la'achar zman hevi raya u'matza edim hareza eino klum. And after a while, this Baalei Dinim does bring a proof to Bezdin, or he does find edim that will be made, for this is meaningless. Bezdin does not take into consideration this raya or these edim, since he originally said he doesn't have a raya, or he doesn't have edim, then these edim or this raya must not be authentic. They are being made sheker, and the raya is probably forged, so therefore, Bezdin does not take them into consideration. Amar Rav Shim ben Gamliel, Mayasa zeh shelo haya yodea sheyesh lo edim, umatza edim, lo haya yodea sheyesh lo raya, umatza raya. Rav Shim ben Gamliel says, what can this person do? He did not know at the time that he had edim. Only now he found out that there are edim that will testify for him. Or he did not know at the time that he had a raya. Only now he found out that he had a raya. Therefore, even though he originally said he doesn't have edim, or he doesn't have a raya, now that he brought a raya, or that he brought edim to Bezdin, we would take them into consideration. Amru lo havei edim, amar ein li edim, havei raya. The Amar Ainli Raya. If Bezdin tells the Baal Din to bring Edom to be made for him, and the Baal Din responds that he doesn't have Edom, or Bezdin tells the Baal Din to bring a proof to back up his claim, and he responds that he doesn't have a Raya, Rosh Hem Ischayev B'Din, then the Baal Din saw that he is about to lose his Din, the Amar, and he suddenly says, Kirvu Ploni Uploni Behei Duni, go bring so and so and so and so, and they will be made for me. O shahotzi raya mitoch apundoso hareza enoklum. Or when the Baal Din saw that he is about to lose his din, he all of a sudden pulled out a raya from his pocket. This is meaningless. Even according to Rav Shim ben Gamliel, we would not take into consideration these edim and this raya. And since he knew about these edim and this raya, at the time he said he doesn't have edim and he doesn't have a raya, obviously the edim are being made a sheker, and the raya is not authentic. Only when he saw he was about to lose did he mention the edim or the raya. So therefore, we do not take it into consideration. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Daled, Mishnah Aleph. Echad dinei mamonis, ve'echad dinei nefashos, bedrisha uvechakira, shenemar mishpat echad yiyah lechem. Both monetary disputes and capital offenses require interrogation of the edim, as the pasuk says, mishpat echad yiyah lechem, meaning to say that both dinei mamonis and dinei nefashos should have the same dinim. And by dinei nefashos, the pasuk says, v'darashta v'chakarta heitev, the dayanim should interrogate the edim well to make sure they are saying the truth. So therefore, dinei mamonis also would require drisha v'chakira, since the pasuk says, mishpat echad yielachem. The chachamim said, though, that the drisha v'chakira by dinei mamonis should be held at a minimum. The reason being, as if the day edim would be interrogated a lot by dinei mamonis, then it would be difficult to collect the loan in Bezdin. And for this reason, people will not want to lend money, as they will think that they will not be able to collect the money in Bezdin if the edim need to be interrogated at length. So therefore, the Chachamim said that the Edom should not be interrogated very much by Dinei Mamonis. Ma bein Dinei Mamonis with Dinei Nefashos. What are the differences between monetary disputes and capital offenses? Now, even though the pasuk says Mishpat Echad Yiyeh Lachem, there are some differences between Dinei Mamonis and Dinei Nefashos, which are as follows. Dinei Mamonis b'shlosha, b'dinei nefashos b'etzrim u'shlosha. Monetary disputes require three dayanim to settle the case, as opposed to Dinei Nefashos, that would require 23 dayanim. Dinei Mamonis poschen ben l'schos, ben l'chova. B'dinei Nefashos poschen l'schos, b'ein poschen l'chova. The dayanim that are discussing a monetary case, when they start the discussion, they can start the discussions with reasons as to why the person should not be high of money, or they can start the discussion with reasons why he should be high of money. But by Dinei Nefashos, when they start discussing the case, they must start the discussions with reasons why the person should not be high of Misa, not with reasons why the person should be high of Misa. Dinei Mamonis Matin al Pi Echad Ben L'Schos Ben L'Chova. But Dinei Nefashos Matin al Pi Echad L'Schos Ba'al Pi Shnayim L'Chova. By monetary disputes, when Betzin comes to a Pesach, they would follow the opinion of the Rove. Whatever the Rove Dayanim think the Pesach should be, that's what the Pesach will be. And if the Rove Dayanim think he should be Chayav or Zakai, even if the Rove Dayanim have only one extra Dayan, then do the Dayanim that have the dissenting opinion, we would follow the Pesach of the Rove. But by Dinei Nefashos, if the Rove Dayanim that think he should be Zakai have one more dayanim than the dissenting opinion, then we would follow the Rove. But if the Rove dayanim think he should be chayev, we would only follow the Rove if there's two more dayanim with the Rove than there are with the dissenting opinion. But if the Rove only has one more dayan than the dissenting opinion, we would not be mechayev the person Misa according to this Rove. Dinei Mamonis Machzirin Ben L'Schos Ben L'Chova. Dinei Nefashos Machzirin L'Schos Ve'en Machzirin L'Chova. By Dinei Mamonis, if after Bezdin arrived at a Pesach, they realize they made a mistake and they want to reverse the din, they can do so whether they are reversing it to a Schos or whether they are reversing it to a Chova that he is Chayav money. In either case, they can reverse their Pesach. But by Dinei Nefashos, if originally the Bezdin wanted the person to be Mechayev Misa, and then they saw they made a mistake, they can reverse their Pesach and say that he is not Chayev Misa. But vice versa they cannot do. If originally Bezdin said the person is not Chayev Misa, then they saw they made a mistake, they can no longer reverse the Pesach and be Mechayev and Misa. Dinei Mamonis Hakol Melamdin Chus Uchova V'dinei Nefashos Hakol Melamdin Chus V'ein Hakol Melamdin Chov. By monetary disputes, anybody who wants to venture an opinion during the discussion of the Dayanim could do so. Even the Talmidim that are sitting in front of the Dayanim, as there were rows of Talmidim that sat in front of the Dayanim while the Dayanim were discussing cases, and those Talmidim have a right to venture an opinion whether their opinion is L'Schos or whether it is L'Chova. But by Dinei Nefashos, if the Talmidim want to venture an opinion as to why the person should not be Chayav Misa, they have the right to do so. But if the Talmidim want to venture an opinion as to why the person should be Chayav Misa, they have no right to venture this opinion. Only the Dayanim themselves can make an opinion as to why the person should be Chayav Misa. Dinei Mamonis Hamelamid Chova Melamid Chos V'Hamelamid Chos Melamid Chova. Dinei Nefashos Hamelamid Chova Melamid Chos Avo Hamelamid Chos Ene Yachol Lachzor Ulelamid Chova. By Dinei Mamonis, while the Dayanim are discussing the case, if one of the Dayanim originally said an opinion why the person should be high of money, he can then, during the course of the discussion, say an opinion to the opposite effect as to why he thinks the person should not be high of money, and vice versa is also true. If one of the Dayanim originally said an opinion why he should not be high of money, he can go ahead and say an opinion the opposite way, that he should be high of money. But by Dinei Nefashos, during the course of the discussion, if one of the Dayanim said a reason why the person should be Chayav Misa, he can then say an opinion why he thinks the person should not be Chayav Misa. But if one of the Dayanim during the discussion said a reason why he thinks a person should not be chayav mitzvah, he has no right to go ahead and say an opinion to the opposite effect that he should be chayav mitzvah. This is only though during the actual discussion. But when Beis Din is arriving at a psak, then even a dayan who originally said an opinion why he thinks the person should not be chayav mitzvah, when Beis Din comes to the psak, he can say that he thinks the person should be chayav mitzvah. Dine mamon is done in b'yom, v'gomrim b'layla. Dine nefash is done in b'yom, v'gomrim b'yom. By monetary disputes, when Beis Din first hears the case, it has to be done during the day, but when they arrive at their psak, this could be even at night. But by dine nefashas, Beis Din can only judge the case during the day, and when they arrive at the psak, also this could only be done during the day, not at night. Dine mamanes gomrim bo bayom, bein l'schos bein l'chova. Dine nefashas gomrim bo bayom l'schos, uviyom shela'acharav l'chova. By monetary disputes, they would arrive at their final psak on that very day, whether the final psak is l'schos or l'chova, they would finish the whole din on the same day. But by dine nefashas, if they want to be mezakeh the person and say that he is not chayav misa, then they could arrive at their psak at the very same day that they first heard the case. But if they want to be mechayav the person misa, they cannot do so until they sit on it the whole night, and then the next day they can make the final psak that he is chayav misa. Lefichach, ein danin lo be'erev Shabbos, v'lo be'erev Yontif. Therefore, since by dine nefashas, if they want to be mechayav the person, they have to sit on it the whole night and wait till the next day, till they arrive at their final psak. So therefore, dine nefashas are not heard on erev Shabbos and erev Yontif, as since on the next day, which is Shabbos or Yontif, Beis Din would not be able to make their final psak, as Beis Din cannot carry out Mises Beis Din on Shabbos and Yontif. So therefore, they do not start hearing the case at all on erev Shabbos and erev Yontif, as Beis Din would not be allowed to start hearing the case on erev Shabbos and erev Yontif, and only arrive at their psak after Shabbos and after Yontif. As this is called inui hadin, pushing off a din and making the baal din wait until Beis Din makes the final psak. This is not allowed. So therefore, Beis Din does not hear dine nefashas at all on erev Shabbos and erev Yontif.